Before we begin this episode, we acknowledge that the First Nations people of Australia are and always will be the traditional custodians. We pay respect to all those who have come before us and lead us now, and acknowledge that together we must learn from the past to continue to move forward and reconcile.
This is Tegan.
And this is Kate.
And welcome to
Hard Rock Crochet.
So we've been talking for a little bit, and again, once again, forgot to hit record. But it's not
true. We're recording now. Welcome.
Hi.
This is a little bit of a change for us, a little bit of a late night recording it, Sesh.
Yes.
The children are in bed.
Yes, they are.
We are pinning our eyes open with toothpicks, but we are here.
The amount of caffeine that I have had today has been fucking ridiculous. And I will tell you all about what happened in my last 24 hours at the end of this episode, because it's been fucking crazy.
And I'm going to have to do a little bit of a minute of silence for my craft tool that departed me this week.
You were talking about craft and I'm like, Olivia Newton-John.
Well, yes. And Olivia Newton-John, yes.
Yes.
But now I was talking about my unfortunate events that happened this week.
Yes, we will get to that.
But we're just going to do a spontaneous pattern discovery journey today using the new Ravelry feature.
We got an email. Well, not an email. When you log onto Ravelry on the really front page, they've got this little
on the
area
really front page.
On the really front
page. As opposed to the fake front page.
We're 5 minutes in, people. 5 minutes in.
Let's get crafty, Tegan. Let's get crafty.
On the home page of Ravelry, they've put a little thing up there saying this is how you search via country. And scroll down a little bit, you've got Japan, Chile, and Australia. We're the only three on there.
Who's on the grid? Do we know anyone? Who's in the picture?
It's a Queensland town. Casuarina.
Oh yes, I know. And yep. I know who you're talking about. I can't pronounce it myself either.
Nais, Mayo, Marg 3016, Dying to Knit WA.
Oh Mummy, yes,
Mummy Bunny 1. Nais again. So she's got two on there. She's got three on there. Lucky duck. Knits on Trains, Judith Bryan Knits.
Knits on Trains.
Amber O'Brien. Oh, Amber O'Brien does all the, yeah.
Yeah, I thought she might.
Jane Doe's.
Oh, there you go.
Heels. They all look knitted to me.
So we thought we haven't brought a good pattern episode to you guys, you know, to the listeners for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, it's getting close to the end of winter. We want some quick project inspirations.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just some, see what we've, so we'll just do the search function and see what we can find that's cool. But yeah,
indeed.
Come along with us.
Let's discover some new patterns and new things to do, like this very first one.
Yes, I love the colour.
Oh my God. So I think that's lilac.
Lilac, lavender?
Yeah, it's the Woolen Gang Crazy Sexy Wool, and it was part of their new range of colours because I immediately got it. It was like lilac or something.
So this is a crochet beanie. Crochet? It's definitely crochet, isn't it?
Yes.
And it is with a bulky yarn. Super bulky.
So Crazy Sexy Wool is super chunky. Well, super bulky.
So it's called the Herringbone Chevron Beanie by Grace For The Frills?
Oh, For The Frills. So she's a Kiwi maker and she has a YouTube channel. So if you ever want to learn crochet, she has an amazing YouTube channel and has free patterns and they are so easy to follow and she does really great explanations. So, Grace is really good.
This pattern's free.
Oh, my gosh. She's so giving. She just gives, honestly.
What I love about this is her photos that she's got attached to this. You can, you know, really go the extra mile and put a faux fur pom pom on top. We just leave it as is. Faux fur, faux fur.
Yeah, so she's got one of each, yeah.
I reckon you could whip that out in an hour.
There's different sizes. So there's child, adult man, and adult woman also. That's really cool.
I like that.
She's too clever. Stop it. But I love the stitch definition with chunky
Yeah.
yarn.
And so
I've always wanted to try
apparently,
herringbone.
so what she's saying, it only takes 80 meters or 200 grams. So what,
That's one ball.
that'd be one ball. Yeah.
Because I
Oh
think they're 85
gosh.
meters. Yeah. That's
That's an
pretty
easy
damn
project.
good.
That's an easy project.
I might
Good
have
on
some.
you, Grace.
You know what? I have the yarn sitting up in my cupboard just about here. I might just pull one down and maybe make one for myself and try out herringbone for the first time because I
Why
haven't done that
not?
yet.
While we're talking, maybe. Maybe not. We'll see.
Maybe.
What color do you have?
I have all the colors.
You
It's all
have
leftover
all.
stock.
Ooh.
How do I download this?
Well, there's a link there that says this pattern is available for free.
Oh. Okay.
Adar.
Right. Hold on. What do we
Hold the
need?
phone. Hold the phone, peeps. You need a 12 millimeter hook. Oh, here's one I prepared earlier.
Yep. I cleaned my desk this morning too.
Well,
Had to make it a mess again.
you just, oh my goodness. I totally see how you've just stopped on that ad and it's got that shawl with the, I've made that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
I think it's her pattern.
Oh, it's beautiful.
She seriously has amazing stuff. All right, hang on, let's pick a color.
Or I've made one like that. If that's a crocheted version, I've definitely made the knitted version of that.
What
Oh, look, there's a
about?
little bit of a sneaky sneak look there in your yarn cupboard.
Well, it's this one because they all fell. That's the one I caught.
Oh, that's a nice color.
This is cinnamon dust.
Cinnamon dust.
Do we want to go
Oh.
cinnamon dust or
Yeah.
black?
No, I like kind of like the cinnamon dust.
All right,
Don't kill your eyes with the black.
you're true, right? Hang on, let me just. I killed some things. You saw nothing. All righty. Okay. Let's continue talking while I do a quick read.
So, what is herringbone stitch?
So herringbone is you work backwards into, it's like a crisscross and you work backwards into the yarn, into the stitch. I've never done it before. I've seen plenty of videos, but I've never actually done it before.
So
Hang on.
the pattern follows child, adult, woman, adult, man sizing.
So turning chain does not count as a stitch. Just like to show you, this is not the end of the world.
I really like that. Is that like a mustard color or is it more of a
Nah, it's
brown?
more like a burnt orange. It looks
It's.
horrible.
Oh,
It
it looks
is
all
like
right
a
on camera.
cinnamon. Yeah, like
Yeah,
about
wow.
there. Like, yeah, it's really like beautiful. I'll take a photo of this if and when I finish. We're gonna do it. I don't care. It's from beneath. You may just pulling something. You're like, I don't know what I've just pulled on. That's what's happened. It's for that. There we go.
There you go.
Oh, I have it. Okay, so what am I doing? Level easy. Oh, okay. All right. So it must be easier than I.
Well, I'm expecting you to whip this out pretty quickly here.
Okay. Sorry, this is now me doing a beanie because I've got the yarn and I can.
Well, while you're talking about that, shall I bring
Yep.
up another one?
Yes, please.
I think the next one here is it the Herringbone Haze Infinity Scarf?
Yes,
Now, this
by
is
Mary.
Mary Cook.
Coic?
Bloody coic. That's my maybe I need to put some glasses on. Otherwise, I'm going to be like staring really closely like this up at the screen.
Okay, I'm just gonna screenshot that, and that's our cover. Thanks.
Wait, can you see up my nose? Have we got any bats in the cave? Now, look, I like this. So, I know all the ones that I've pulled up so far are crochet. We do have some knitted alternatives.
There's something for
But I
everybody.
kind of like the look of this cowl. Well, it's a scarf, but it's a cowl or an well, it's an infinity
It's
scarf.
an infinity scarf is a big cow.
Now, it suggests to use Knit Picks Tough Puff. So it's a jumbo weight yarn. It reckons it only needs 40 meters or 100 grams. Yeah? Is that what it
Yeah.
says? Oh, maybe
Two, so
two.
201 to 229 meters. Now I'm opening up this tough puff to see what this looks like. It looks like this, honestly. So it looks like the Crazy Sexy Wool. So you're super bulky, you could probably do the
You could
same
probably use the
thing.
same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So it looks like maybe more than one ball, maybe two or three.
I think it's thicker than that. 44 yards, 40 meters.
You're the tech editor here.
Yeah, it's the same. So you could use Crazy Sexy Wool if you wanted to as well.
What kind of stitch is that?
Herringbone again.
There you go. It's, I reckon that would look really nice, not just in like a solid color, but I reckon if you had like a variegated or speckled yarn, I reckon that could turn out up really nicely. And what I also kind of like about this is it's sort of unisex. So like if you wanted
Yes.
to make something for your brother, your husband, your Father's Day.
Coming up soon, we're going to have an episode about that.
Oh, that could
Yeah.
be a really good one. My uncle works night shifts sometimes as a as like a on a construction site, and he's like almost bald. And he was talking about how he can't wear beanies, and that's like a whole story. But he's like, oh, he finds it really hard to find. He goes like, can you make me something? I was like, yeah, I can make you something. But they're kind of just like triggered in my mind, going, well, maybe need to find some. Unisex. Is unisex still like the word, or what do people say these
Unisex would
days?
be, I think so.
New gender neutral? I don't know.
Well, no, because I think I don't really know. What is the correct term?
Us, people. Are we using the correct term here? I don't know.
Probably not.
I feel old.
Me too. Actually, okay, speaking of old, just really randomly, before I jumped on here, I was watching Gladiator.
Oh, stop it. I can't.
Do you remember?
No, I've never watched it.
Not
I'm
the
gonna.
movie. No, not the movie. The TV show from the 90s. Do you remember it?
Wow.
I am like fucking obsessed. We'll talk about it at the end. But
Oh,
yeah.
no.
Anyway, at
Well,
the end,
can
we're
I just
talking about how
digress
old
for
we are.
1 minute? I don't
Sure.
know if you want to call me un-Australian. I don't care. I do not like Russell Crowe. I cannot stand his acting, and I have never seen Gladiator.
Your passion for not liking him is about as strong as me not liking Tom Cruise.
I will tell you a story.
Go,
I
please.
do not like him. Like it's his acting. I just think he is a terrible actor. To the point where it actually makes my blood boil. Like I can't even. I just flick things over on the TV because I just can't. It's so irrational. So irrational. Anyway, about 10 or so years ago, back when we'd all go to the movies because we did used to download and pirate things, allegedly, maybe. Back in the day, we used to go to the movies on on a Friday, Saturday sort of thing, Saturday night. My brother, and he's like, "Hey, there's this new movie out. You should come. Let's go. I'll bring my mates. You bring your mates. Bring Nathan, who was my boyfriend at the time." Now, what I did not know is that all these people were in cahoots because they all wanted to go see this movie and it was had fucking Russell Crowe in it, but no one told me about it. And
Of
me,
course not.
stupid me, didn't think to go look at the trailer beforehand. And we rock up and we get in the cinema and it's fucking Russell Crowe. And I like it was painful. I nearly walked out, but I sat there the whole time and I just was just like, Poor
Stop
John, you are torturing me. I can't even remember what movie it was. But the one movie that I have sat through willingly for Russell Crowe is
it.
Les Mis. Even though
Oh,
he
okay.
sucks in that as
He
well.
sucks in that too.
I did really enjoy that movie. So anyway, that was a
When
really long tangent side story.
did you know? So I am petrified of spiders,
I
fucking
did know that.
arachnophobic.
Like, I did know that actually.
Others that may not have heard me go on about spiders before, I hate them. I was dating a guy and he said, let's go to the movies. You already know where this is going. Didn't tell me what the movie was. He goes, just go get the popcorn, I'll get tickets. Not a problem. So going to the cinema. Sure enough, start of the movie, spiders in a fucking science lab. I slapped him and
Is
walked
it
out.
Spider-Man?
No, arachnophobia. He took me to fucking arachnophobia, knowing full well that I'm arachnophobic.
Oh, how did you go then when you watched or read both Harry Potter and the Chamber of
I
Secrets
can't watch it.
when they did the oh.
No, well, same with the Lord of the Rings and with the she, you know, no, I skip over those movies or skip over those parts. I just can't. It's too much.
Too much.
It's too much.
Too much. All right. Well, let's go to the next pattern. Now I'm
Yes.
pretty sure we've featured Cynthia? I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. I'm pretty sure we've fe
I
featured
feel
her
like we
before.
have.
I saw this and it's
It's
called
so
Chunky
cute.
Hexy T-shirt Matte. And the reason I brought this one up is because I feel like it was either Spotlight or Lincraft, but maybe both. They had a whole heap of t-shirt yarn like on sale recently.
Lincraft usually have jersey yarn, yeah.
And anyway, and I saw this and I thought, not only could you make a mat, but this is a bit versatile. Like you could do a table runner.
Yeah.
Halloween's coming up, right? You could get
Like
some
orange and white, yeah.
Halloween colors. You could make coasters out of those. You could I don't know. You could just it's versatile and it's free, which
It is, yeah. And it's like hexagons all just sewn together. It's really freaking gorgeous.
I reckon you could even do like a if you wanted to get really creative, like you could almost like a wall hanging or something out of that. Like if you had I've always sort of thought those photo box frames.
Yes.
You could probably make up a few of those and kind of make a nice little art piece. You
You
know,
could.
some little ideas. I don't know. These are just things I was thinking.
I don't know what I'm doing.
So this is, yes, is it Cynthia Gonzalez?
Yes.
Am I saying that right?
Gonzalez.
I hope I said that right.
I think it is Cynthia Gonzalez, yeah. I'm trying to read how to do this because I actually don't know. Give me a moment. I have decided it's really hard to learn something new. Hang on.
That's
Oh,
fair
this
enough.
video. Oh, okay. I need to learn how to do the herringbone. Look, I'm going into YouTube. Give me a minute. I'll cut this bit out.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to eat an Oreo.
A few moments later.
I think we'll just move on because I'm gonna have to like watch a YouTube video on how to do it.
That's all right. I was trying to bring up this lady to see if she had like a Instagram account. Yeah, here we go. Because the next one I found is actually a book cover. And I just thought, I hadn't seen something like that. Looks a little bit different. It's kind of cool.
Very cute.
It's called the Beachfront Book Cover. And there's only one picture of it though. And I'm just bringing up her Instagram to see if I can find like a nut, like a is if it's just like a sleeve or if it's actually a cover for a book. But I thought it
Also,
was
she's
really
got like a
cute.
magazine in there. Number one bestseller, Sarah, something or other. Yeah. It's really cute though, because she's got some drop stitches throughout. And then she's like changed the colors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
Gonna be a bitch and make me log in and as if I remember my freaking password.
Hang on.
What's her name? It's stitched up something or other. Stitched up craft people. I just put stitched up crack. Don't search that, guys.
Are you sure? We might get pictures of a toilet seat again.
So yeah, wow, she has some beautiful crocheted items, hey, very colorful.
You finding this? I've gone into this rabbit hole and found someone, but I don't think it's the same person.
Look at this. I don't know if you can see this. She has a hot water bottle cover as well.
Oh.
I'm more of a wheat bag person myself.
Yeah.
Are you a wheat bag or do you do the hot water
I
bottle?
No, I'm definitely wheat bag. I live on them.
Because I
Bloody
kind
love
of
them.
like, I'm just kind of scared of hot water bottles. Like, what if it leaks?
Did your parents ever have a water bed?
Yep.
Yeah,
Oh,
us too.
I
And in
think
like,
if you grew up in the 90s, your parents had a
they
water
did at some
bed.
point. And did
They
they
had
have
to.
like, because ours had the bamboo bed frame?
I don't know if ours was bamboo, but it was
Bamboo
definitely
bed
wooden
frame.
of some description. And but it had the big like circular bed on the bed head. It had these big circular like knobs. I don't know what else to
The
call
knobby thing.
them.
I know what you're talking about. Can you? I'm gonna just jump away for a moment just to calm Jensen down because he's having a freak out.
Yeah,
I'll
no
hit you soon.
worries. Are we seeing this, people? Are we seeing this? Look at the cat. What are you doing? Fitz? I feel like you're, I think it's Fitz. That tail says it all. Up to no good. Is it all good?
Okay, so I still have these in, and I heard you say something about fits.
Was it
I
Fitz?
don't know. Oh, well, he probably would have because he came
He
out of
jumped up
the
onto the camera and he came up like this.
room.
And he looked at me and he jumped back down. All I could see was his tail curl like this.
Was it the dark brown face or the one with the lines?
I couldn't quite get him. I
It
couldn't.
would have been him. The
I'm
lines
like,
of
it had to
the
be Fitz because you're always yelling at him. So,
game. Yeah, it's him. Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm just going back through her Instagram page. And while I can't find the book cover, what I did find, and this was super cute. I don't know how practical it would be, but it probably would stop the apple being bruised. Can you see this? They're
And apple
apple,
holders.
yeah.
Okay, so what's the thing stitched up?
Stitched up craft. And I was just gonna see if she had
Oh,
a
Kylie, yeah.
yeah. I was gonna see maybe she'd have a picture on if she has an Etsy account. Maybe her patterns are there. Because I'm just really keen to see what else, like how else, I want to see what the book cover actually looks like. If you get what I mean, Jelly Bean.
I get what you mean, Jelly Bean. Do you know? I once, I can't remember, it was a competition or something, and I got a pattern pack from Kate Bridge, and Kylie's pattern was in it, and it was the wave stitch. Do you know what? Hold that thought for a moment. I'm actually going to pull up this pattern pack because this is actually a really good lot of blankets, which could also be for the same thing as well.
Not a bad idea. Okay.
In 2 seconds.
It's not on our Etsy people, so if you do want to get this pattern or you want to look into it, it is definitely on Ravelry
Ravelry.
and possibly free. I can't see a price anywhere. And it uses Lily sugar and cream solids and denim. Now that is a Lincraft. I feel like I've,
No.
is it Spotlight? It's in one of them. I've seen that somewhere.
So Lily Sugar and Cream is an American brand.
Oh,
A
okay.
little hard to come by. You can get it from American Yarns if you're online.
All
So
right.
American Yarns will definitely have it. Most local yarn shops would, not necessarily your big chains.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it could, they maybe stocked it at one point, but yeah. So the one that I've got from Kylie is the Bubble Wave blanket, which is on her Instagram feed. And another one, which was also in this pack, was the Starlight Dancer blanket by Red Agape. And what it is you make some hexagons and then join them with lace. They're
Right.
really, really gorgeous. I'm gonna see if I can find them.
Now, I figured out why I couldn't find this pattern in her Etsy, this book cover, because it was featured in Crochet Now. So there's a
Oh, okay, so
link.
they own it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a link in her. If you go to the Ravelry and you find it, we'll post all these. We should have said we'll post all these in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
You can have a look there. I don't know if you can get the pattern though, without, I don't know.
That's really interesting. Written pattern stripes, beige front cover. No, maybe not. No, because it just says published in. You know what? I know why. Okay, so Crochet Now have put this up. Yeah. So Hobby, when I did their patterns, they actually did all the work for me on Ravelry, which is like freaking nice. And all they had to do was like tag me in it, and then it immediately came up in my profile. So that's probably why.
That's probably what's happened then. Well, there you go. Okay, that makes
Yes.
sense.
In the
Learn something new
meantime,
every
I'm
day.
finding this Starlight blanket because it is freaking do. Look at this. It's so pretty.
Describe it for us.
Okay, so hexagons. Oh my God, I can't find this person. Where have you gone? Anyway, so six-sided hexagons, that's what a hexagon is, and then lace them together. So they kind of look like snowflakes, and she's put enough of them into this blanket, and it's like, gorgeous. And it kind of, with the big holes in it, it'd be quite airy and not so hot. So it'd be like perfect coming into spring. Get some cotton into it, and then you got yourself a really good summer blanket as well. A
There you
good summer
go.
throw. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Can we talk about this next one?
Yes.
When I found this, I was like squealed. I thought
She
this was the
went a
cutest.
little crazy. Yep.
I found a cat bed pattern, people. A
It's a
cat bed pattern. Now, this is, I believe, a knitted pattern. Am I correct in saying that?
You are very correct.
And when I looked into this Sarah's pattern library, she has a variety of different types of cat bed patterns. So if you're looking to spoil your little fur friend, fur baby, this could be the one for you.
I am.
Oh my God, my computer is freezing and I can't even open.
So the one that you found is a basket weave stitch.
Yes.
And it looks like she stuffed it. So it looks like she's, done two, like an inner and an outer, and actually stuffed it. Because it's holding itself up. So it's kind of like a little bit of extra amigurumi kind of, bed craft. There's also another one. Which is called a fairy tale cat cave. It's a fairy cat cave. I am like in awe at how cute this thing is. What else has she got? She's got a chaise lounge as well, which is also, stuffed. What
I just
else?
love the Santa beard there as well. It's just
This is
completely.
Santa beard. Santa beard, Santa beard. Santa, yeah.
It's a beard, like Santa hat and beard.
And it looks like it's looped, like it's looped. It's so cute. What other ones? Lots of hats and shawls as well.
So she's
Yeah.
a Kiwi. This lovely Sarah
Kiwi.
lady, Sarah Taylor. Is that a Yoda hat? Oh, how easy is that to do? Because people, I have 2 weeks. We're having a crazy cat competition at work, and I feel like I need to challenge myself and crochet slash knit something. So I need some crazy beanie suggestions. This could be it.
Yes. I wonder, actually, can we look for a cat beanie on here from an Australian or Kiwi designer?
Well, let's challenge accepted. Let's see what you can
Challenging.
find.
Okay, so we go advanced.
So we'll talk this through for those of you who want to know how to do this. It is pretty easy and self-explanatory if you look it up on the front page. But pretty much go to your patterns section. You want to go to advanced search. And you have to open up. Is it more options down the bottom?
What I do is I usually type in cat beanie and then sometimes I hit enter and it works, sometimes it doesn't. If what you're looking for is like in the list, they'll do like a short list of one, two, three, six options. If it's not in there and you're looking for like a specific pattern, there'll be a section underneath where you can select patterns, projects, designers, yarn bundles, stashes, the whole lot. So you can pick where you want to search. So for this, I'm writing cat beanie in advanced search, and then I'm going to click on patterns at the bottom, which then takes us to the pattern search view with 911 matches. So we are going to fine-tune this by going to, there's a section
It's
on the side, isn't
yeah,
there?
you've got to go right down the bottom,
It's on the left-hand side.
but you have to kind of open up
Oh, here it is,
more
yeah.
options.
Be here, designer country. So right at the bottom, more search options. There's a whole list of links, and it's the third one down, designer
And
country. So click on note.
this is exactly the same if you're on your phone and you're browsing as well. You have to go all the way down to the bottom and open up more search options once you've gone into the advanced search
You
feature.
have to admit they're getting better at their search engines.
Oh,
It is.
yeah.
It does sound difficult, but like what it was originally. Okay, so we are now at so Designer Australia New Zealand. Did you want crochet or knitting, my love?
Feel like crochet might get me something a bit quicker.
Yeah, then you can frog it and do whatever you. All
Yeah.
right, so crochet. There's a. Are you reading that? You reading that, yeah? Kawaii bunny and pussy, and then it's gone dot dot dot.
Oh.
Pussy cat beanie. Oh, here we go down here. That is
Oh,
really
that
cute.
is really cute.
Okay, so it just looks like a standard beanie made in the round, and then they've added these ears, eyes, and nose, and it's fucking
That
adorable.
is pretty cute.
The way that that cut off though was not fabulous.
Was a little awkward.
Just a little awkward.
You know what I did search? I searched hamburger beanie.
I'm sorry.
And I don't know if the one I found
Ham.
was an Aussie person, but I found some really cool. Search it.
Hold up. Hang on. I'm going to close a few of
The
these because
reason
we don't need all of them yet.
I searched hamburger beanie is because I saw Chili, is it Chili? Yeah, Chili Philly. Philly Chili. He did a reel the other day with his hamburger hat, which is like, a million times more advanced and beautiful than anything I could make. Yes, that's it.
They're delicious.
It's got lettuce and tomato and cheese, I assume.
Oh my God. I don't care. This is getting saved. Like, what on earth? This, what? Someone's already.
There's another one I found that was more detailed than that. It was a crocheted one though. And the lettuce was like flopping around. Like it was really 3D.
God. I'm typing burger beanie and then we're going patterns.
Talking about cats. Can you see
No.
my cat?
Oh,
He's
yeah.
come in the door.
I was laughing my
Hello,
ass
darling.
off. Oh, I lose
Yeah,
wind.
that's it. That's the one I found, the cheeseburger
That
hat.
is adorable. I kind of want to make that like now. So Fitz is really a smart ass and Lola is pretty stupid. So Fitz can open doors. Like if they're left open, he can put his paw in and open it, just like kitty cat did. Anyway. So in our theater, if someone's sitting in the theater, the door opens outwards into the hallway. So if you're kitty cat, hello. Beautiful.
She's like, let me outside or give
Yeah,
me some food.
please
I
put me
don't.
down, human. Yeah,
That's
bye.
the only reason I came in.
So what Fitz will do is he'll hook his little paw around the door and actually pull it open, do this with his face and come in. Lola was attempting to do this. And I kid you not, she had her paw behind the door. And every time she opened it, she was sitting in front of the door. And I had to pause whatever I was watching just to watch her because it was just like, you're a fucking idiot, cat. Yeah. Anyway, this cheeseburger hash, which is a crochet version,
Should
I
do
want to
you
make
think
right
I
now.
or do you think I should try and make this for my crazy hat day?
Yes. Oh yeah, definitely. Crazy Hat Day is like perfect.
I just don't know if I've got all the colors.
Stunning. Well, hang on. What is it using? So it's a worsted white yarn. It's not told you what yarn to use. All of those colors you could get from Spotlight or the USA Spot Saver Styles.
Are they worsted?
Yeah, they're Erin Wayne. So there's the
The Sports Saver, did you say?
Spot
Four
Saver.
Seasons? Four Seasons
Yep,
Sports Saver?
this one right here that I have been clearly attacking.
Okay.
Yeah,
There might be a
they
spotlight
should
visit
have
in my future.
they should have all the colors. And I think they're on sale at the minute too. Just
Oh,
saying. Just
well.
saying.
I might have to go for a wander.
Yes. Oh, well, that was a good find. So, cap beanies and hamburger
There
beanies.
you go. In
What's the
case
weirdest
you.
beanie you've made? What is the weirdest beanie? Could it be this basketball hat?
It's a goal netball hat. That is awesome. Hang
I
on.
want.
It says there's two projects. Go into the projects. I love looking at the projects.
Me too.
That's actually
Okay.
pretty cool.
So the
That
beanie
is
itself
cool.
is like the ball, and then someone
Oh,
has knitted a net
hang
around.
on. Should okay. I need a vote on this. We need to put this up on Monday when we post this. Do I make the basketball hat or the hamburger hat?
I think you need to do the basketball
I think I've got to do the basketball hat.
because that is like a crazy hat day.
That is we need a vote.
Okay, that is going in the Facebook group for voting.
That is hilarious because I actually think I have all the yarn colors for that
I
too.
think you could. Yellow, black, and white. Like, yeah, you're good. Holy shit.
Oh dear.
What rabbit hole have we
Oh,
got?
okay. Let's just okay. Can we play a game?
Yes.
Let's think of or like a funny or some sort of keyword and
See
see
if we
what
can
we can
find the
find.
funniest thing. Okay,
Yeah.
sure. Okay. What's your safe word, Kate? Mine's pineapple.
Well, platypus, there you go.
Platypus. Okay, so platypus. Platypus. Okay, what are we gonna get?
You doing any?
I'm gonna do any. Let's do
Do
any.
let's keep it open.
Crochet. Get rid of that. Okay, so we are now free range.
Can we? Can we? Can we filter this into an obscure category? So take out toys and hobbies and see what comes up. Like, let's eliminate because toys and hobbies, you're going to get platypuses. Like, that's fine. I want to see
Okay.
what comes up, like
Pet.
accessories.
Can you, you've seen this. Pet. What is
Yes.
the one in pet? That is
It's
the
a
biggest
platypus.
caboose I've ever seen.
All right, go into
Accessories?
home and
Home? Okay, there's
accessories.
four in home, three blankets, two bookmarks. Okay, we're just going to go all home. Okay, so what have we got?
What do we got?
So we've
Oh,
got an iPhone cozy.
look at the platypus pot holder. Oh my God, that's really realistic.
I know. Okay, so we've just found a platypus tea cozy.
You're
It is
recording this,
knitted.
right?
I'm recording our reactions. I'm not recording these.
We need
I know, we've got to work that out. If
need to
someone
work this
knows
out.
how to zoom and record the screen without us being tiny little people in the top right-hand corner, please let us know. So, anywho,
Well, you'll just have to kind of put screenshots of these in the
I'll
video
do
or something.
screenshots. Yeah, well, yeah. But yeah, it's a knitted platypus. And
It looks like a platypus that has been impaled by a teapot. Because it's actually real, like it looks quite
it does look really
lifelike.
real.
It's a
There's a
little
GIF.
video.
None of what this. I'm opening the GIF. Open. Load. Oh my God.
Oh.
Susan Cowper, you were bloody talented, my love.
That is
Wow.
adorable.
I absolutely love this. I want to make it. I will never make it, but I want someone to make it
Okay.
and then sell it to me
Can
for
you
no
put
reason.
I've got another one.
Okay.
Baloney. Let's
Oh,
search baloney.
baloney. Oh my God. This is really shit. Okay. So, baloney. Is that right? Balcony
I
without as.
think.
Okay, we're going to try that. Not home. Yeah.
EY. Whoa, what the fuck?
Stony baloney the bong.
Toys and Hobby. Oh
Okay, we need to
you
describe.
describe this?
Someone has crocheted a bong, as in a bong
It's an army
that you
Garuni
smoke.
bong.
I'm a Granny bong, and they have literally sewn in veins in the eyes of this bong that has attacked. Oh my God, this is hilarious!
It's free, guys. It's a free patent.
It is. I am going to take a screenshot of just this alone. Send it on. Oh my God.
Stony baloney bong.
Stony Baloney Bomb by Brianna Riccio.
That is not what I expected when we
That,
searched
okay, so that was a whole lot of baloney.
All right. Look, what? Okay, think of another random word. Do we need to put it into like a random like noun generator or something?
What's that game that you do and you get like verbs and then you create a story?
Oh,
Do you know what I'm talking about?
yeah, I do. They play it at
Okay.
weddings
They played at weddings?
or like bridal showers, and
Oh, okay.
I
I was like
can't
more like Jimmy Fallon
like
does this.
scattergrams
Yeah.
or
All right. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna find a random word generator and let's just see what happens. Random word
I don't know
generator.
if you can beat Stony Baloney Bong.
I know it's pretty up there. One word, noun, verb, adjective, extended or non-English.
I think not that my English lessons like I'm thinking a noun, both I have teachers in the family. I should know what a noun versus a verb is, but I'm gonna go noun. I know what an adjective is.
I don't know what anything is.
A verb is a doing word, I'm pretty sure. An
Thought
adjective
an
is a
adjective was
descriptive
a.
word.
I thought
No.
that was the word because it's like add, and I'm like, oh, like an
No,
activity.
an adjective is like a descriptive word, so it's
Oh, okay. A doing word.
the fluffy brown cat. Fluffy would be the adjective.
Descriptive word.
Why, what did I say?
Is that right?
Yeah, descriptive.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, let's go
This is
noun.
why, okay, noun. Okay, random word. Death.
Death. Okay, let's go.
That's not a great word. We could have had other
I'm
words.
predicting Grim Reaper.
Oh yeah, 100%. Patterns. Okay, we're in.
Oh,
So there's, oh,
death before decaf?
that's cool. Okay, hang on. There's two things I need to. Okay, all right. So first one, I've just seen Death's Head
Wow.
Hawk
Oh.
Moth. It's an amigurumi toy of a moth, and they've like put like a skull over the head of this moth. It is actually
That's really cool.
terrifyingly cute. It's the best way of putting it.
That's
This is
actually a good
from.
Halloween craft.
It is, yeah. This is designed by Lydia Tresellet. Tresselt,
Nice
yeah.
work, mate.
What? Like that is so what? Okay.
That is cool. I like
So that
that.
was Death's Head Hawk Moth. And then you saw Death Before Decaf. It looks like a cow. Is that a knitted cow?
Was a
It's a knitted
floor mat, but
cow.
it is a cow.
Yeah, it's a knitted cow. So that's from Ophelia Ravenwood. It's actually really gorgeous.
Does that have a
And
skull on it? It does. It's
it
a
does.
skull cup.
On the cup. Oh my gosh. So it's what do you call that?
It's like Fair Isle knitting, but what do they
Yeah.
call it?
Yeah, Fair Isle. That's right.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's too late in the night.
Oh, my brain is gone. I did it for Belinda's jumper.
Instasia.
It's Instasia
Yep.
knitting.
I remember. And what they've done is they've used a hand-dyed yarn for the base and then white for the detailing and lettering. Really, really gorgeous.
That
Stand
is really
out.
cool.
I like it. Well, that wasn't too bad. We
No, that
thought
was
we were going to
really
get like
good.
grim death.
Look at the what do they call it? The what is with my brain tonight?
Well, there's a Death Star.
No, I'm talking about the little Day of the Death, Day of the Dead
Yeah.
doll.
Yep.
That's what it's called. Anyway.
To celebrate the Day of the Dead. That's really
There's a
cute.
few Death Stars there, actually.
Everyone needs a Death Star in their life.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Let's do another.
All right, let's go. Do you want to do a verb?
Do a verb this time.
Random. Situate.
Situate. Okay.
I don't know what we're going to get with situate. Well, we've got nine. Current situation. Situation. Hang on. All right. Pick one of these. What are we looking at? That is not correct. Okay. There's this game. I clearly play it. it's on your phone. And there's this little green character called Om Nom. And you have to like break these puzzles so that Om Nom can eat the little candies.
Oh.
So this little pattern, even though it does not feature the word situate
Well,
anywhere
no,
in it.
it's published in kaleidoscope situations.
Oh, well,
That's
there
where
you
it's come
go.
up.
Yeah, but it's like this little knitted ambergris Om Nom.
That's pretty cute.
It is freaking adorable. I love Om Nom.
Let's find something that's not our amigurumi.
Yes.
Go back to your generator and let's do
Yep.
an adjective.
Addictive. Shocking.
Shocking. Okay.
It's a shocking word. Forty-six matches. I mean,
Let's
this first one just says shocking. What are you looking at?
search components. What comes up in components
Components,
in the
components.
categories? Yeah.
Oh. So we have.
What is that? Floppy thing. Shock
Well, we're going
factor.
into it. Epaulettes? Epaulettes?
Are they
Upper neck?
shoulder pads, knitted shoulder, crocheted shoulder pads? No.
I don't know.
Collar?
Category, epaulette embellishment. C to yes. This pattern is available for free. However, I feel it's imperative to help honor the memory of George Floyd. Oh, okay. And support those protesting his men. Black Lives Matter. And it is the job of every American to let their voice be heard. If you enjoy this pattern and would like to show support, please consider donating to the Minnesota Freedom Fund here in lieu of a pattern purchase or purchase this pattern as a PDF on my Ravelry. Use code Autonomous at checkout. 100% of sales of this pattern of Ravelry will go to Minnesota Freedom Fund as well. While I have you, be sure to register to vote. The shock factor epaulettes utilize my new eco fur technique to create a base fabric of crochet, then add either mohair or tease water locks for 100% real fur with 100% less gilt.
Well, there you go.
That is shocking.
Is lime green, and this person, man, I'm
We'll go with
assuming
they,
they
just in
are in full
case.
black, wearing a black turtleneck and black beret with these lime green furry shoulder pads and pom-pom.
Quail and Stark.
Yeah.
And okay. That is like a villain name, isn't it? Quail and Stark.
Yeah,
Don't,
it is.
oh,
It
not saying
is.
this person's a villain, but like just the name just rolls off the tongue, doesn't
It
it? Quail and
does.
Stark.
It does.
I have this, thing with Quail and Stark, honestly.
Oh, and it's a worsted 10-ply. There you go. Quick knit. Quick crochet.
Yay! Crochet, crochet. That's an
I could
interesting
definitely
crochet.
see that could be like a drag queen, really great drag queen accessory, or if you're doing like a really extra sort of costumey kind of, I think you could, that would be a good one for that. Or not, if you're just into that, that's cool too.
You could make a, like, you could sew that onto the front part of a bikini in whatever hair color you would like for it to represent, and then you've got pubic hair.
I thought that's where you were going for that. I
It's
was like, where are we
fair
going,
enough.
Keegan?
You could go, seriously, just get some red
What?
or orange mohair yarn going on
Toupee?
there. Toupee,
Toupee?
yes.
A little
Yeah,
toupee?
pop it on a headband.
Maybe.
Done.
Why not?
That is very shocking. We did. We've done a weird one on here.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's been stashed 6,000 times. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Hang on.
No, the yarn. Oh, the yarn's been stashed
Oh, about to
5,000
say.
times.
Hang on, there's one comment. What a glorious tribute to George Floyd. I'm behind on sleep as the epicenter of the protest instruction behind began a mile and a half from my home, and we've been grieving the initial and extended violence and concern for our neighbors and our own safety. The joy expressed in your epaulettes
I think that you're
is
saying that right.
precious, and the ever necessary reminder that Black Lives Matter. With hope and thanks, Esther. Esther, you were beautiful.
That's
That
lovely.
was 2 years ago. I can't believe that's been 2 years. Holy
Wow.
moly. Holy moly.
Holy moly, indeed.
Anyway, Ravelry is a rabbit hole. I think we've just,
I feel like we need to do this with Ribbler next.
Yes. Oh my God. My Rubla wish list is terrible. There is so much in there. I can't help it. I really can't help it.
Feel like we've created a new game, Tegan.
Yes. Actually, all right. This is a great idea. Tell
I have
us
lots of them.
your words that you want us to put into Ravelry
Well, Pinterest.
or
We could do a
Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Yeah.
We could do a Ribbler.
And then we will pick a pattern to make.
Oh. Could we do this on our live, Tegan, maybe?
I think so. So, well, have we talked about that? I don't think we have.
No, we. I think we've talked about it on Instagram and Facebook. If you've been following us on our socials,
Yes.
we are going to do a live at the end of each month, in which we will create something while we're chatting to you, lovely people. The idea behind it being, it's something that we can hopefully try and finish within the live, but if not, that's okay. But we want to, give it away to you lovely people. But we want you to pick the pattern. Now, go crazy, people. Give us a sock
Think outside the
pattern.
box.
I'll do the right sock, you do the left sock, Tegan. Maybe we
Not four
make
ply, please. Oh,
an amigurumi toy. And you make the head and I make the body kind of thing. We want it to be weird and wonderful and just fucking hilarious and a lot of fun.
And if you haven't already, join our Patreon because Patreon actually get the last say.
They do.
They really do get the last say. So we'll call out the data for this one, and present it to them, and then they get to choose exactly what we are making. And then from next month on, pretty much it's every time.
But yes, we're always looking for pattern suggestions, but I kind of like the idea of sort of it's almost like a random pattern generator, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit. Okay, let's do it. I think we need to implement this with our listeners. It's in your hands, listeners. That's scary as fuck.
No penis or vagina ones, please.
Oh my God, do you remember the penis and vagina pillows that we first found?
Oh.
Actually, I don't think that
You
ever
know.
got out on a video. I don't think that ever got released on a
Oh.
podcast. I think that was at one of our chit
Did
chats.
you know there's a whole category on Ravelry for adult? What do they call it?
You know, I'm going
It's
there.
in home, the home category, I
Home. Hang
think.
on. I'm going.
So it's
Going
just
to
got
Ravelry.
go to patterns.
Passions.
Go advanced search. And across in the categories, I'm pretty sure it's in home. No, try accessories maybe. No, components. No, back there. There's like, I can't remember what they called it. It's like adult content or something like that.
Oh, hang on. I've got to fill it out when I'm doing my thing. But
You
here,
know what I mean?
under attributes,
There we go.
design elements. Design elements, favorite characteristics, mature content.
Mature content. There you go. That's it.
Oh, we're in now. Okay, there's a
Oh,
fucky uterus and it's doing this.
I've actually seen that quite a lot on Instagram.
There are lots of penis stress balls.
Festive as fuck beanie.
There are two deer fucking on this beanie. Is that what you're talking about?
The one next to it that
Festive as
says
fuck.
festive.
Oh, that's cute. I like
Did not see the deal one.
that. Like got little trees around
Is
them. Like.
that a vagina slipper directly underneath the deers?
It's a vulva, okay.
I'm
It's
sorry.
a life-size vulva. Okie dokie. Look at this clitoris. They're a really cute family.
Nice.
Oh, here's the vulva pillow. And the dick one that we were talking about. No, I think it did
Look
come
at
out on
the boob pillow.
a boob
That's
one.
impressive.
Oh my God, that's really, yeah. Okay. Do you know who should be on here? Oh, she just had a baby. She does all the pillows that I love. Hold on. I don't know why I'm stuck.
Well,
She's
it
on,
is quite late, so it's
yeah,
all good.
she's on TikTok.
On the ticky
Yes,
tock.
I did say TikTok. Following. Crochet It Ain't So.
Oh, I have heard of her.
Yeah, so she does all the pillows and it's like normal back drop, like double crochet or whatever. And then she does bobbles to spell words out, like kind of
That one
fuck.
that says bitch.
Yeah. It's not her, but yeah,
Like
that's the
that
stuff
one.
that she does. Yeah.
There you go.
Lying too crazy. I'm sorry. Go back, go back, go back. There was a penis can holder.
Did you see the flash of bit banana there?
Go back. Oh, hang on, go back. Oh my God. Okay,
Oh
so
dear.
have you do you have Netflix?
Do I have Netflix?
Do you have
I
Netflix?
have Netflix.
Have you watched How to
How to
Build?
make a sex
Yes.
room?
Have you
Yeah.
finished watching it?
I have not finished watching
Oh
it,
my God, it's
no.
amazing. So my husband and I like sitting there going, oh, nice wallpaper. Yeah, I like that. So like we're gonna remodel our room now. Probably won't get that far. But so the banana. So she went to a lesbian's van out of all things. They lived out of a van. And she goes, so like what have you tried? And they're like, oh no, I don't really like penises and stuff. She goes, haven't you ever tried a banana? And they're all like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? She goes, yeah, you just like shave the tip of it and then put a condom over it and, you know,
Bob's your
makeshift
uncle.
dildo. Yeah. And then, and on the reveal, after she like done the van up and everything, she left them a bunch of bananas.
Oh my goodness.
Like, okay, cool.
There you go.
Yeah. So, pens can holders. Oh, just a plus size crop top. Why is that there? That's not really.
I saw quite a
Here it
few
is.
G strings as well.
Here she is.
Yeah, there
Yeah.
she is.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah. He's a jock strap.
Yep.
Oh, this scarf.
What's it say?
Fuck the something.
It's got a middle finger.
Fuck the cold. The two middle fingers on each side. So it's a
And it's
crochet
called the
scarf.
Cuddlefox scarf. That's creative.
I like this. I have never ever thought to do fillet stitch in a
No.
scarf for spelling stuff out and giving the bird at someone.
Why not?
I like his. Yeah. Okay, so my Ravelry just went huge.
Well, there you go.
So, we'll I think we'll start to
Wrap
wind
it
this
up.
one up. Yeah. What have you been up to? What's been going on in your world?
I just feel like I've come out of a whole heap of chill sickness, kid sickness. So I feel like I'm kind of trying to get things back into a routine and order. My knitting machine, my Centro knitting machine died this week.
Did and you break the attachment.
I know.
What was a bloody doozy.
Oh well.
So have you did you find your Lincraft one? Do you have that?
I still have my Lincraft one,
Yeah.
so
So isn't it like three pegs short or something?
yeah,
Yeah.
it's not too
It's not
much
too bad.
different. But I'm thinking I might save my money up and invest in an Addy. So
That's the best, apparently. Yeah.
yeah. What else has been going on? I've been sort of playing around, and I posted it on my Instagram. I think it was this week or the week before. I can't remember now. I've been playing around with a tablet sleeve pattern using the star stitch, crochet
Yeah.
stitch. So that turned out pretty cool. I'm really annoyed though because I only got it was a one of a kind dyed yarn by from Michaela from VK
Yeah.
Yarns, and I just needed
Huge.
one
Oh.
more skein of it, I reckon. But it's turned out pretty cool, so I've been playing around with that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to putting that down on paper. But
That'll be
other than
awesome.
that, that's about it. What about you? What's been going on in your world? Tell us.
What hasn't been going on in my world? Look, I've been so busy before we jumped on for our listeners. I actually said to Kate, I couldn't remember the last time I had a shower. That's how busy I've fucking been. I
Wow.
have been tech editing from like morning to night, like nonstop. And it's not like don't stress everyone at home if you're, you know, worried about my welfare. It's fine. It's just a one-off project. No, it's not a one-off project. It's so I think I can say it. I'm the tech editor for the next issue of Homespun magazine.
That's so exciting.
So I've been given the 17 patterns that are going to go into the next one, and it's just kicking my butt because I'm trying to get ahead of deadline without being offline for too long for my regular clients. And since I've been doing them, my regular clients have come back saying, I really need to do this. Could you do this as well? So I went from, I don't have any jobs after this project to I now have seven. And
Wow.
I'm just like, okay. So I have been busting my chops trying to get this 17 done. And I want to get the magazine done first because I'm having to use UK terminology and I don't want to stop and go to US and then switch and then forget what I'm doing, and I just want to get it done, and then it's like I can now switch that off and move on to the next thing. So yes, so I've been really, 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 really fucking busy. And like Jensen was sick, so he's been really unwell with what knows since Sunday. Then my husband fell really sick yesterday, and I kid you not, last night I've got Jensen screaming in his room because he can't breathe out of his nose, and then I've got Matt in the other room screaming at me, going, "I don't know what I'm gonna do." And I'm like, "Hang on," running out of here, going to that room, trying to comfort this one, running the other, his sick bag, and running back over here. What am I gonna do here? Google this and.
And then you get so run down being
I'm exhausted.
the one well one trying to look after the others that then you like it's almost like the stress and the tiredness from that brings your immunity down and then you get sick.
Well, usually I'm the first. I'm usually the first person to get sick because my immune system is just shoddy. So I'm surprised I haven't got sick yet. But as timing has it, I'm so freaking busy and overworking myself. I'm gonna get sick eventually anyway.
Well, you
So,
will. It always happens when you stop. It's like you get to the end of it, and then your body finally, like the
So,
adrenaline and everything comes down, and then you go bam, and it just hits you like a ton of bricks.
late next week I'll be sick. That's when it'll
That's a
happen.
prediction, then,
But that
hey?
is prediction. Yeah, I'll hold on to it until then. So been absolutely fucking busy with that, and not really much else. Like, I haven't really done much since we last talked because I've just been working
Fair enough.
every morning and evening.
Well, it's going to be amazing to
Oh,
see what's included
can I
in
just
the bag.
say the patterns in this one? Oh, so good. So many good ones. And I wish I could tell you something, but I'm not going
Fair
to.
enough.
So this one will be coming out in October, November, November, December, I think. November. I'm gonna go November.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Very.
Well, don't forget to head over to our YouTube and subscribe because now you'll be able to see the podcast in all its visual glory.
As they come out, so that
Yeah.
starts this week, I will go switch all those other ones over that I've forgotten about until then. Until just now. Shit. Sorry, guys.
If you listen to us on Spotify, Apple, Anchor, give us a 5-star rating so that we can,
And on Google.
push
Yeah.
out and get some more people. If you've recently followed us, welcome to the family.
Yes, welcome. We had a
We
huge hit lately. Yeah.
can't we love to have you. Thanks for joining us and come over to the Facebook group. Come join the conversation. It's a bit of
And
fun.
post anything.
Yeah.
Ask questions. Tell us what we should be doing. Like, making. What should we be
That's
talking
right.
about? What you want to hear from us? All that fun shit. We're here for it. No. We love the conversation there. We've had some we had a bit of a poll actually from our last chat from Yarnology,
Oh,
with
yeah.
Sarah Yarnology, and I
We
put a
did.
poll up saying, has anyone, actually bought a copy of Yarnology? And quite a lot of you have, which is like really exciting to see. So some were not yet, but that's all right. We'll get you onto it soon enough.
Well, the pre-orders are still open for
Yes,
the
volume
third
three.
volume. So definitely go and check it out. I think that's all. Oh, and of course, Patreon. If you
Yes.
wanna, I think our lovely glitter ballers are getting their merch this month.
They are. I haven't seen that it's sent yet, but they should be getting it very soon. And not just the glitter ballers, there will be another little merch for our other tiers also.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, just a little something, just the sci-fi. Oh, did you ever find out, because you asked about pattern name suggestions for your
No,
turban,
I
did you?
do.
Yes.
No, I haven't got one for my turban yet. That's one thing I want to get back into now that the kids are well, and I'm hoping because I had a whole heap of testers lined up to test my pattern, but I just haven't had a chance to take the photos for it. So we're dancing, we're excited.
Forgot about this. Are we talking about this now?
Don't know. What do you got? Oh, Could
I
we think
went
we
and
might have to get into it next
okay, we've
episode?
run out of time now, but on the next episode, all the things that we talked about in the previous last two episodes, I've gone ahead and fucking bought them because I can't help myself and I have retail therapy problems. and I've gone and made a few things already. And let's share. No, we're gonna hold on to it. Sorry, guys, you're gonna have
Yep, we'll have to do a review.
to wait. Oh, and we're gonna have a guest on. I hopefully in the next episode or next few episodes coming, to have a table discussion, which we haven't done for a bit.
Yes,
So
I'm looking
this will
forward to
be really,
that.
yeah, me too. It's gonna be quite good to talk.
And can I say I'm very excited for next month's creator shout out?
It's a secret. We know something you don't.
Well,
I
I
can't come quick enough, honestly.
think we both need to go flop into bed now and pass out.
Abso-fucking-lutely. I'm done today. I am tech edited out. My brain hurts.
Well, people, buying craft supplies and using them are two different hobbies.
Do you know I forgot? I'm sitting here going, something about crafts. And I'm sure if you go back to the video, my face is just
On dial-up.
I'll see if I can add that on. I don't think I can, but I'll try. Buying craft
Right.
supplies and using them for two separate hobbies. Thanks.
Hobbities.
I'm going bye.
Hobbity-bobbities.
Bobbity bobbity. Happy crafting.
Happy crafting.
Bye.